Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, it's Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I'm Nicholas Harry-Catlis. Give me a call, 412-928-9370. Trying to talk Steelers and Pirates this morning. There's a good chunk of news to go over. I'm going to focus a little bit more on the Pirates just because the trade deadline is close. But I also saw one of those, I don't know if you call them memes. They're just one of those graphics online from one of the NFL social media accounts that said this is the last Thursday without football until Super Bowl time. And that's exciting. I mean, we got exhibition games coming up here soon. And, of course, training camp. It's the first full week of it, and we're about to get into August, so we're going to get a lot of preseason football. So that's exciting. I'm excited for football season. I mean, I am intrigued by the Steelers season. I don't anticipate much, but I'm intrigued by it. So give me a call, 412-928-9370. Steer the conversation the way you want it to go. You can also talk to me on X at callus_33. That's callas_33. I am going to address the Pirates and the Major League Baseball trade deadline a little bit, but you know you could talk Steelers too. Wouldn't bother me if you did. I do want to mention this: the New York Yankees made a couple of acquisitions here recently. They got Ahmed Rosario, who's been a middle infielder throughout his Major League career. He will be on their team. They also traded for Ryan McMahon, who's an infielder, but has been playing a lot of third base recently. So it looks like the Yankees probably aren't going to go out and try for Key Brian Hayes. That rumor, I think, has been squashed. They don't really have a need for him anymore with all those acquisitions. So perhaps another team, but it doesn't look like the Yankees are going to acquire anybody else. Also, their outfield depth, the Yankees, is pretty good. They do have Aaron Judge on the injured list now, which may play a factor in who they try to acquire. And I also heard that when he comes back from the injured list, he's probably going to DH for a while. It's an injury that they don't want to put him in the field for. So the Yankees could still be in the market now with that injury to try to acquire O'Neill Cruz from the Pirates. So I wouldn't put that past the Yankees to make a deal with the Pirates for Cruz, but in terms of other pieces, I don't think the Yankees are going to go for any of the Pirates hitters, or Pirates position players. Maybe pitchers. David Bednar's pitching his rear end off. 100th career save in Saturday's win for the Pirates. So good on him for that. He is pitching like he wants to impress his new team, whoever that may be. So we're probably going to say goodbye to him. Mitch Keller's still very much in trade conversations as well. So I don't want them to get traded, but it's one of those things where, yeah, you really gotta consider those guys. But you can't be getting back. And Dan Zangrilli talked a lot about this over the weekend when he was doing Pirates pregame and postgame. You cannot get anything less than the major league hitting. You have to get major league ready players. Or else you're just going to be spinning in circles, and nobody wants that. Nobody in Pittsburgh wants that. This season promised so much more, but we didn't get much. And it's not surprising because their offseason did not bear the fruit that we thought it would or thought it should. That's why Ben Charrington's being heavily criticized, but that's also, you know, why this team cannot afford a full-fledged rebuild. Like, you have to use the pieces that you have to make something happen. I mean, this is not irreparable. The Pirates are set behind. It's not irreparable, but the good moves have to be made, and discipline has to be had here in the trade talks. Because you can't just be giving up assets. You can't be giving up assets and not getting anything that any player that is major league ready in return. You can't afford to do that anymore. No more waiting around. Aggression is what the Pirates need, what Ben Charrington needs. Hopefully we get that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Got a caller on the line now that wants to chat. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, Callis. It's Donovan.
Hello. What's up?
Nothing much. I was looking at some of the highlights from training camp for the Steelers. And I must say, Howard's impressing me so far. And with the way, like, I know Rodgers is still new and is learning everything, but if he continues to throw like he has somewhat, like, I know every quarterback's going to throw interceptions, but within the first 3 days of training camp and you're a veteran and you're throwing, I don't even remember how many picks he threw in training camp, I would go with Howard over him right now.
Well, that's bold. Thanks for the call, Donovan. 412-928-9370. Yeah, it's a bold one right there. Will Howard over Aaron Rodgers. I think Will Howard has an upside. I mean, he's still young. We haven't seen him in any NFL games. We've also seen Steelers look ready in training camp before, which just makes me hesitant to always talk about how quote-unquote ready anybody actually is based on what they do in training camp. So I wouldn't go that far yet. I mean, he might look good. It's fine. But we've seen this before. The Steelers have looked good in training camp, and then they've looked good in the preseason, and then they go to the regular season, and they look less than ready on offense. And it's really just been an offensive thing. It's really been an offensive thing for the Steelers. They're kind of comparable to the Pirates in that sense. Their offense is the weaker part of the team. So hopefully they can get that figured out. So again, I'm not going to pass any judgments like that. I mean, Will Howard might look good in camp. It's camp. Don't let yourself overdo the feelings on any one specific player. It could be exciting. I think he has some upside. I think it would be cool to see him during the season if the Steelers were to fall far about halfway through the season, if they've got no shot, yeah, put him in instead of Aaron Rodgers. But I also don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to make the Steelers fall that far. I think the Steelers have set themselves up perfectly to finish in that 9-8, 10-7 window, that threshold there, that middle ground. I think they're going to do the same thing that they've always done, because that's what they've done for the last several seasons. It's finished in the middle and not winning the playoffs. 412-928-9370. Yeah, I'm not going to get overhyped about Will Howard. I can't. I would like to see him play. I don't know if I'd like to see him play over Aaron Rodgers right now. And again, training camp, not the best indicator for a player's true talents and abilities against opponents. 412-928-9370. Back to the Pirates. Quote from Ben Charrington that Noah Hyles of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette put on X yesterday. And Noah Hyles talks to us on The Fan on the morning show every Friday at 8:30. Let's keep that in mind. But he posted this quote from Charrington, who said, Charrington said, quote, "I don't think we can be risk adverse. I don't think that's going to work in Pittsburgh. We want to win. We're going to assume the risk. With risk comes downside to that, obviously. If that doesn't work out, we get criticized. And that's okay," end quote. Okay, so he doesn't want to be risk adverse, which means that he wants to be aggressive, in a sense. That's a lot of words to say, we need to be aggressive. I like how he picks and chooses his words, though, to where, like, he won't say, hey, we need to be aggressive. He says it like, well, I don't think we can afford to be risk adverse. Yeah, he just says a lot of words in weird orders to, you know, avoid saying the buzzwords. Say the buzzwords. Make it a little more exciting. Help us out here a bit. I mean, yeah, they will get criticized for being overly aggressive if players don't work out. But, I mean, my argument is just like, hey, make the good moves. Make the right moves here. You know. Like, actually do the research and get it figured out and get players in here that are going to be worthwhile. Like, I wish they were not risk adverse in the offseason when they had months of the offseason to come up with better hitters than they had on they had eventually signed. Like, if you don't want to be risk adverse, like, sign a free agent to a multi-year contract if you're not against being risk adverse. To say it like he said. He's basically just saying, you know, in another sense, without saying it, he's saying we need to be aggressive. Pirates need to be aggressive. I just wish they would do this maybe in the offseason, if they're really not going to be, you know, risk adverse, quote unquote. They're going to be aggressive. Do that in the offseason, too. I mean, when you have time. Like, structure your team. Like, have your team ready to begin the season. It's always an ongoing process to move players, acquire players, evaluate players. I mean, I can understand that, but, like, they had a whole offseason. Like, there's little excuse. You don't have to rely on the trade deadline to get better players. Like, you got to do that in the offseason, too. Sign a guy to multiple years. Sign a worthwhile guy to multiple years. Make players want to come to Pittsburgh. A lot of players are very much money-driven. If you pay them, they will play anywhere. The Pirates are no exception. You pay them a healthy contract. You pay them what they think they're worth. They'll come here. Playing with Paul Skeens seems like it's a benefit as well. O'Neill Cruz is an exciting player. Players will come here. You just got to pay them. You just got to pay them what they're worth. Pirates haven't done that in a while. Pirates haven't offered multi-year contracts, it seems like, in a while, to free agents. Which I don't know exactly what they've offered to certain players, but I know that they haven't signed anybody to a multi-year contract since 2016. So, need that. But talking about the trade deadline, it doesn't always have to be about the trade deadline. But they've got to get the trade deadline right, then they've got to go into the offseason, and they've got to handle free agency proper way. 412-928-9370. Here's another caller. Good morning. What's your name?
This is Jake in the truck. How you doing, Cal?
I'm all right this morning. How you doing?
Not too bad. I got a couple things. The first one with the Pirates, like, I want to know, can Billy Cook and Ronnie Simon be anything in the majors? I have no interest in watching IKF or Jack Sawinski take reps because, Like, I mean, Sawinski should be gone, and IKF is going to be gone. So I would rather see them up here to see how much we actually have to trade for. But I also owe the Pitt fans a bit of an apology because I thought their love for Kenny Pickett was the most annoying thing I'd ever seen. Until I saw the city's fascination with Will Howard. Like, is there something in the water? He was a sixth-round quarterback who's fighting for the third spot with Skylar Thompson. He's not going to be anything special. I mean, I'm open to being surprised, but what am I missing here? Like, why does everyone in this city love him so much? Like, if I hear one more Yenzer call this station and say he's the second coming, I'm cleaning my ears with a coat hanger.
Well, that's not advisable, but I would understand why you'd want to do that. Thank you for the call. I think that it's just the hope that he could be like Tom Brady or Brock Purdy, where you get like a late round pick and comes, you know, to be something, he develops into something. I think that's it. I mean, that's why I would hold out any hope if I had any. I mean, I think he could be good. I'm not, like I said, I'm not going to evaluate him at training camp, though, and say, wow, this guy's fantastic. This guy's great. This guy should start over Aaron Rodgers. No, he's got to develop. He's got to take his turn. But the draft is, I mean, it's almost a lottery. I mean, you can identify talent and you can make educated guesses on players. But players do not work out when you draft them high. And some players do work out when you draft them low. Will Howard, I'm not going to say that he's not going to be anything. Because players can blossom. You know, he can take his opportunity and run with it and get better and better and better. Maybe it motivates him. He was drafted so low. He's just happy to be there and willing to work up. So there's all kinds of reasons why he could pan out, and there's all kinds of reasons you should have hope that he could pan out. But I will not go as far as to say, like, yeah, it is not advisable, I would say, to call and be like, you know, or have the feeling like, oh, yeah, he's definitely going to be better than Aaron Rodgers this year. He should start over Aaron Rodgers. That's not it. It's not, but like I said, I mean, I'm playing this one in the middle. Like, I don't think that he's great right now. But I don't think it's impossible he could develop into something later. We've seen it happen in NFL history. It's not impossible. So I have a middle ground on Will Howard. I'm not going to say it one way or the other because he is still young. So I can't tell you whether he'll be great or not. It just depends how he develops, and we'll see if he gets any opportunities in games, how he does. Regular season games, not preseason games either. I will evaluate him if he gets in during the regular season.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.